Analysis of a new ballot measure seeking to expand Medicaid predicts the proposal would eventually cost the state more than $23 million a year. State lawmakers in 2013 voted against expanding the government-run health insurance program for the poor, which is an optional piece of the Affordable Care Act. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says supporters of the so-called Healthy Montana Initiative hope to put that option before voters in November.
Latest estimates say more than 80,000 Montanans would receive health insurance coverage under Medicaid expansion. Essentially, a whole new subset of the population would become eligible for the program that is not eligible now, specifically low-income adults between the ages of 19 and 64 who are not disabled, not pregnant, and don't have children. Governor Steve Bullock supports expansion. His budget director Dan Villa says providing insurance to that group could result in fewer unpaid emergency room visits in the future.
Folks just running into the emergency room because they don't have health insurance, and those costs that are absorbed by the remainder of the insured population would no longer be spread.
Expansion also includes new federal funding for prison inmates' health care, for mental health services, and for treating chemical dependency.
If we treat the source of that incarceration, the recidivism rates and the likelihood to offend in the future goes substantially down. Well, now instead of state taxpayers paying for that, we're able to bill the federal government for those costs.
Or that would be the case with expansion. Supporters put together the Healthy Montana Initiative after Republican majorities in the state legislature killed the proposal last year. It would allow voters to initiate Medicaid expansion, provided the legislature approves the state funding for it, because the state will have to pay. Backers often tout the federal government as paying for the total cost of expansion for the first 3 years. That's true, but the clock on that already started ticking at the beginning of this year. The Healthy Montana Initiative would not kick in until halfway through that higher federal funding level. So, in the first 4 years of expansion, the net cost to the state's general fund would only be a little more than $2 million. Villa says that $2 million would unleash hundreds of millions of federal dollars every year.
That would otherwise go to California, New York, New Jersey, that would now return back to Montana, the taxes that the state citizens have paid to the federal government.
But the state's share gradually increases to 10% of the cost of expansion in 2020. That's expected to be more than $23 million of the state's annual budget. Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas voted against expansion in 2013. He looks at that annual cost and says, look, the public also wants to adequately fund other programs like K-12 education and the university system.
And they want roads and cops taking care of things as well. And this expansion of Obamacare cuts into all those things because it'll grow and the cost will grow and grow.
The Affordable Care Act says states will never pay more than 10% of the cost of expansion. Opponents argue the federal government could change its mind in the future. Senator Thomas points out the state pays a full third of the cost for current Medicaid enrollees, and he thinks that would eventually happen with this new expansion population.
That is a huge cost to the state and the taxpayers of this state that they need to really weigh that out and say, do we want to commit to that, not knowing where this thing is going?
The Healthy Montana Initiative contains within it a provision preventing these kinds of future cost hikes for the state government. Again, Governor Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa.
If the federal government ever changes the match rates, then the state automatically opts out.
That stipulation, though, still does not convince Senator Thomas.
Once you trigger this and you're into this program, it's my opinion that one way or another, you're into it. You don't take benefits back, and that's just a reality in life.
Supporters of the Healthy Montana Initiative will begin gathering signatures within a few weeks if the Attorney General's office approves it. More than 24,000 Montanans will have to sign the petition in order to place it on the November ballot. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.